Scanning the room, I counted four gunmen. There could possibly be another couple outside and maybe a getaway driver. There was no way to tell for sure.
I see four, Mark whispered.
Neither of us was entirely clear on what to do, being unarmed and in a room full of potential hostages. I began surveying the rest of the room.
What are you going to do?
Martin hissed. He didn't understand the concept of mortal danger. Or maybe it was from years of running a company that he just expected answers and results with a snap of his fingers. I glared at him.
Stay quiet. Do as they say. Do not draw attention to yourself, I commanded.
The armed men were moving away from the first table and heading around the semicircle. A woman at the next table screamed, and one of the men backhanded her across the cheek, knocking her from the chair.
Things could get ugly. I think our best bet is to do as they say and hope they get what they want and go,
Mark stated in a hushed tone. I concurred with his assessment, my eyes never leaving the gunmen. As if on cue, sirens began blaring in the distance. So much for easy. The gunman turned to the door, and I grabbed my steak knife off the table and slipped it up my sleeve. Mark did the same. A knife in a gun battle is basically pointless, but it was the only possible weapon available. It had to be better than nothing.
What's the layout? I hurriedly whispered to Martin.
The bathrooms are on the other side of the bar. So is the kitchen. I don't know what's in it since I've never been in there.
I bit my bottom lip and looked at Mark for ideas. Normally, he'd have a solution, but he was useless tonight. The gunmen were getting antsy with the wailing sirens. The one who remained in the foyer was yelling orders to the others.
We gotta go! Hurry it up!
They split up, and each one headed for one of the remaining tables. The flash of police lights reflected off the shattered glass pebbles on the floor.
Shit!
The head gunman cursed from the entrance, bolting out the door and abandoning his comrades. Gunfire erupted, followed by the sound of a bullhorn.
This is the police! The building is surrounded. Drop your weapons and exit with your hands in the air.
The gunman farthest from our table randomly fired out the front door.
Stay back, he bellowed.
The situation was going to turn bloody any second, and we no longer had the luxury to wait it out.
You take 2 o'clock, I'll get four.
It wasn't a great plan, but their backs were to us. In the commotion, it was our best bet. The third gunman who had fired at the police would be a wild card. Mark held up his hand. We had done this numerous times before. I leaned over to Martin, practically pressing my lips against his ear.
When we move, get behind the bar, stay low, and don't leave that spot.
Mark silently counted down to three, and we sprang into action.